The first thing you notice is this big lumpy mass on the end of its nose. We call that a boss. Well, some paleontologists believe that it housed a gigantic horn like the horn of a rhinoceros. With almost every known dinosaur, their horns are made of bone. But in the case of Pachyrhinosaurus, we think that that horn could have been made of either hair or keratin like our fingernails. And that stuff decomposes when the animal dies.
A closer study of a modern rhinoceros would reveal that their horns attach differently to the skull than they did in Pachyrhinosaurus.
We actually got specimens of rhinoceros that had passed away in zoos and looked very closely at exactly how the horn attaches to the bone. The result of that shows that the structure that we see here in this rhino is actually not what we find in Pachyrhinosaurus. It's a very different kind of structure.
Behind the boss, protecting the neck and shoulders, Pachyrhinosaurus sported its other distinguishing feature, a bony headdress called a frill.
The frills were clearly functional because, I mean, this was something that was passed on from generation to generation. It may have started off as a species recognition, sexual display mechanism, but both male and female have it. So I'm sure in the end it helped in terms of protection. If you're going to bring down a ceratopsian, you're not going to be able to get it by the neck because there's nothing to grab on there but solid bone that's this thick.
By studying the bones at the site, paleontologists found another clue. This herd consisted of all ages, from the very young to full-grown adults. This cross-section gave clues of how the Arctic dinosaur's horn physically changed as they got older.
One of the things that's really interesting when we look at these nasal bosses in these different Pachyrhinosaurs is that no two are alike. They're all different. That difference would tell a lot, potentially about the animal's age, maybe about its sex, but also about its general health. These are all the kinds of parameters that animals are using to judge, whether it's a female judging a potential father for her children, or potentially males sizing each other up for battle.